All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Hey.
Yes?
Aiden and Abedin, a known snacker.
Oh, you got them snacks?
See, I did that because...
Birthday Eve?
Birthday Eve, and I didn't say eat it on air.
Well, that's like you're telling the bear, oh, just also don't eat the other snacks, just this. Don't come back for more, bear. Oh, man. Weather report brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit TornadoRoofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. Right now, it is 84 degrees, partly cloudy. Sunny conditions expected around 12 p.m. According to my phone, wind gusts up to 14 miles per hour.
Yeah.
But no,
I can see it.
No rain today, according to it. Some on the weekend. But looks like we're going to have a good, nice, pretty couple of days down here
that
in South
evening,
Florida.
That evening, you know. That evening shower,
mm-hmm.
We're back in that cycle.
Yeah, we're getting those. It did a storm out of nowhere yesterday.
Woo!
It monsoon. Was headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. And Devon Achan got some money.
Good for him.
New 4-year contract extension with the Miami Dolphins, and, you know, good job by this John Eric Sullivan. True to his word, he said that he was a building block, and he re-ups with a very fast, speedy man. Very fast. Very good.
Very good. It's you know what's weird? I'm trying to think because it's very rare for a coach or a GM to like a guy that's kind of outside of what they've had. And I was trying to think of, is there a guy in Green Bay that they've ever had similar to Achan? And there isn't.
No.
You see what I mean? Because they've mostly wanted.
Who was the running back who wore the wide receiver number? They had him for a little bit. Not as fast as Achan.
Or not, like, they just used him at running back. He wasn't necessarily a running back.
Yeah, but, like, when they got, like, they took the Dolphins guy, Chris Brooks, that was on the roster here, and I was like, oh, man, that guy ran hard, but he got concussions in the preseason, so they just let him go.
Right.
And, you know, that's like, oh, Mahler runs hard.
But that's more along the lines, because you have to understand, you know, when you're in Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, Detroit, they all play a certain style of football. And in December, you need to be able to run the football physically. And so it's really weird that even if you look at what Detroit has done, Detroit is a very physical football team, kind of with a scat back.
Ty Montgomery, thank you, 305 Maniaco.
Right? So, so when you look at Green Bay, as always, when they've had success, they've had a big bruising running back.
But you know, he's such a great weapon, and it's such a good thing for Malik Willis to have.
Right.
You know, it's so important, and I think that is the one thing is like they're giving Malik Willis a chance.
That's I would tell you, when Bernie was getting killed.
Hey, bro.
Early in his career, mm-hmm. Or when I first got into the league, that's how we became friends. Bro. He's like, bro, look quick. Like, that's never had plays designed for me, caught a bunch of passes, and they go, man, they're really incorporating you to the offense. And I would just laugh. Like,
I'm a safety blanket.
Yes. Like, he would tell, do you understand? We would go into film, we watch film the day of the game. The next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach would say, that's your guy, isn't it? Why did you just run by him? And so I know if I want to keep catching passes, I can't throw Bernie under the bus.
No.
So I got to kind of just take the heat.
You're like, I blew it.
Right? I'm like, my bad, coach. Right?
Smart.
And then look over at Bernie. All right. Now, the cool thing about it is,
would they ever catch on? I mean, obviously.
At some point,
Coach got annoyed and they got rid of him.
At some point, there were, like, game plans that's what I did. So, like, we played – how about this? This was a game plan. And this is not knowing what any play was going to be, right? Whether it was a run play, a pass play, whatever. Leroy, your job is to stand behind center and motion. You will be the only motion for this whole game. And motion to wherever Reggie White is and chip him. So for a whole game, all I did was stand behind the quarterback.
How did you feel that week?
Because
I know your line got very mad at you.
Just when I had to cut him. And that was in Minnesota.
Okay.
But
were you nervous? Very scary, man.
Yes, because, like, I've seen him pick up 320-pound guys and throw them like rag dolls. So it got to the point where we would laugh. Me and Reggie would laugh at each other because I didn't always have to hit him. I just have to make him think I was hitting him, and he would get mad and, like, kind of flinch at me. That was it.
Whew.
So there was one time I said, and we, like, during the game plan, you know, there's certain things you understand. So there's a blitz called the green dog. Green dog is the guy over the slot or the linebacker is guarding you.
Okay.
If you block, he rushes. So that's green dog.
Got it.
So I would go out and I said, hey, what if I have to block the slot guy and he comes? Turn around and catch the ball.
Oh, okay.
So I went to flinch at Reggie. The guy over the slot saw. He started blitzing, but he's coming from the slot. I went behind him, 65-yard touchdown.
Wow.
It was like.
That's why you say defenses are stupid.
And they go, what was that play? I'm like, I don't know. That, like, it's just football.
Yeah.
So it's a weird dynamic.
So no blessings from Reggie?
No, the only time he's prayed to Jesus was when I cut him, and then he got mad at Corey Stringer. Yeah. Oh, and man. Then, well, I got into the huddle. After I cut him, and he was carrying on about Jesus, the right side of the offensive line was staring at me the whole time we called the next play. Now, keep in mind, all this is going on in 40 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and they're just like this. I'm like, yo, dude, what you want me to do? Right? The right side of my offensive line is mad at me. The tackle more than the guard. And so now the guard is staring because he know he going to have to help with Reggie.
Yeah.
And it might ruin his assignment. And so I'm like, I guess I better, like, kind of stay in and, you know, take the beating because one of the big guys going to be free and I'm just going to get abused.
Jeez.
So I just go in there and get dumb trucked and then get back in the huddle and they're like, see? And they're smiling. Dude, it's the most childish, like, situations going on during the course of a game.
That's crazy.
I remember catching a screen pass in my own end zone. I'm running fast, my little legs will take me. I get to the other 40-yard line. So end up being like a 56-yard on third and whatever. It was a gutsy call throwing a screen pass in your own end zone.
Yeah.
We get down there. Tony Jones looks at me and said, you couldn't even get us in the field goal range? Yeah.
What?
Yes.
He chose Davis too?
Yes.
Jeez. Well, dude, Ron Pitts, sorry.
It was Ron Pitts, sorry. Yeah.
Even though I'm still skeptical.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm going to be nice about it. That's a great run by Leroy Horde like he's had before. But if that's Robert Smith, it's 6 points for the Minnesota Vikings most likely.
Who says that? Who
says that? I don't know. I really don't
think. When is the last time you turned the TV and said, if he was somebody else, it would have been a touchdown?
No, like, that's so unprofessional.
It's so unprofessional.
Right.
It's also
Brittany, you don't understand.
Biased.
So it sounds exactly like Charles Davis, right? Who is the nicest guy in the world. I carried beef for 20 years, right? I did the show in Cleveland, and I told the story. And Jay Crawford was laughing. He thought it was hilarious. He says, I'm going to call Charles. So he called Charles Davis. And he calls me back and says, yeah, that wasn't him. So for 20 years, I thought it was him. But it's somebody that sounds exactly like him. And in fact, they used to do broadcasts together.
But if you have the audio, how do you not know who it is? Like, how did you find that audio?
Huh?
If you, without knowing,
because
it was
an incredible play. It was like an incredible play that he had.
It was third and 37.
It was a ridiculous
conversion. And I got a first down on a draw, so it carried on.
But have you ever tried looking up that whole game to see if they have it digitized on YouTube?
No! I thought it was Charles Davis.
No, we just lived in this world because it sounds like Charles
Davis.
If
we played the two voices and Charles Davis came on the air with us because we laughed about it, and he said a lot of people thought that I was him. We sound alike.
We got to get Ron Pitts on the show.
Really?
So now you know who it is?
Yes!
Nice.
He's currently working for CBS Sports Network. So he's down here?
Oh. Wait, you should get him on the show.
Get him on. Get him on.
You think he even remembers, or he was just rapping?
He's
going to
remember.
He's going to remember when
he
plays it.
He's going to remember.
I mean, if it was an iconic play.
He needs to answer for Charles Davis's crimes.
So Brittany, it was like, first of all, I don't usually get upset about stuff like that. You say what you want on the air. I don't care. It is what it is, right? I was just kind of
very unnecessary.
Floored that
it's also a record.
Third and 37. It still stands today. That during one of the things people remember me by, the guy right at the end of it says, if that was somebody else, it would have been a touchdown. Can you imagine that?
And he says, I'm going to be nice about this. And he wasn't nice about this at all.
That's like saying no offense.
You couldn't have been more rude,
right.
Actually.
Right.
It doesn't get rude.
Minus one.
For sass. And the funny thing about it is I have a feeling that Charles probably already talked to him about it, and they laughed.
Yeah.
But if I saw him and I said something about it, he probably wouldn't even remember it.
Oh, he'll remember if
he's going to remember it once he hears it. Because we're going to play for him.
Oh, man. Crazy.
That was 25 years ago?
Yeah.
Probably more than that.
Probably like 28.
30.
Jeez.
30 years ago. He ain't going to remember that. All the games he's done since then. But I promise you.
You make him remember.
I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I promise you he's never said anything like that about nobody else.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Have you ever heard an announcer say that?
No.
Right.
I've never thought of it. Like, I would never think of that as an announcer.
And I'm like thinking, to me? What did I do?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less for your price. See Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN tweeted out after the Achane deal. He said, Dolphins linebacker Jordan Brooks is also a name to watch. Like Achane, he's garnered trade interest, but Miami values him, and he is a free agent next season. We'll see if Jordan Brooks
gets it. He is the culture that's needed, right? There's a lot of guys who play on a football team that might not be the best, but they're productive. He did lead the league in tackles.
Yes, back-to-back years, yeah?
Yeah. They're productive, and they bring the attitude and the culture that you want. And if you think about what Halfley and Sully want, he embodies that. So I'm more than sure that he's going to get taken care of. I'm shocked. I thought he would have gotten taken care of first, to be honest with you.
I was surprised with the timing yesterday. I really was. I was like, oh. I mean, they got OTAs next week, so no drama. Like, that's all done. I saw that Aaron Brewer spoke to Perk last week, and, you know, he was like, he was kind of no-selling. He's not worried about it. But I would hope they get him done because I want the line to be figured out. I don't want it to be a thing of drama. Like, that's clearly a thing they want invested in for their team, for their quarterback. Brewer's really good. Brooks would honestly be the one I would only be worried about just because they drafted essentially a guy who can do his kind of stuff. But I would like them to play together. But Dotson, you know, they got a good linebacking core. That's kind of why the Rodriguez one was They went talent, it felt like, there, because everybody said, yeah, oh, we didn't think he was going to be there.
Right. And here's the other thing, is that the thing with linebackers, D linemen, and DBs, you can play to your strengths or play to what is necessary for that game. So you might play a whole game with one or two linebackers if the team goes empty a lot or four wides or stuff like that. But if you have a more conventional, you know, offense with a tight end or two tight ends, and then you have to go a little bit bigger, then you might bring additional linebackers in there.
Son, Steve, don't put comments like that, dude.
What happened?
I don't want to put it there.
Go ahead.
Just watch the highlight again. Leroy was moving his feet like Malachi Toney, but with the speed of a fullback.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
On his birthday month, man.
How many touchdowns did you
score?
Stunt Steve? I've seen you run. Like, we talk about how people
You've
run.
Seen him run?
For sass.
Yeah. Shoulder pads were rated 98. No, those were little shoulder pads back then.
Yeah, those weren't the Cleveland ones.
Right.
Finally, Cleveland, speaking of Cleveland, Cleveland came back and beat the Pistons yesterday, but that's not the biggest story. The biggest story was after the game where Charles Barkley had some thoughts on Max Strus and realized something we've known for a long time. But Charles Barkley needed it pointed out on Max Strus after his big night in Game 5.
It's not what impressed the
youngster. What were you saying? First of all, Max Strus played great. Okay. I'm thinking what everybody's saying. That's a pretty man.
I don't think everybody's
thinking that. Can I ask you a question? Yes, you can.
What are you attracted to him about him?
I'm not attracted to him, but I can
You give, said he's attractive.
He's a good-looking man.
And what are you attracted about his good looks?
His face.
His face?
His face. He's okay. A good-looking man.
Okay. Ponytail, too. You like the ponytail?
You like the fact that he's wearing a...
and the headband?
Like a ponytail, boo-boo.
A T-shirt?
I told y'all about...
Is the T-shirt
I told you. I don't believe in the man bun thing.
But is it T-shirt?
But you're able to overlook that.
Listen, man. Don't be hate. That's a pretty man.
Nobody said it was hating. I just asked you what was attractive to you.
I'm just surprised that was your takeaway from your post game comments.
I gave him his flowers on basketball all night.
Is it the eyes?
So
Chuck?
You were looking in his eyes?
I would not look him dead in the eyes.
Why?
When they come out after that, I made that mistake with Tom Brady one time.
Oh my God.
Did nothing but gibberish.
So hold on. So you're putting him in Tom Brady's class?
Come on, man. Wait a minute. What are we talking about? Yes, what?
He's in Tom Brady's class.
Wow.
Yet he's a better shooter than Tom
Brady. I have this thing. So you have a type. You have a type? Okay, I didn't realize you had a type. Okay. You have a type.
Okay, then we take it all back. Now we understand.
You have a type. That's great. We get it. I'm just saying.
I don't even know where to go at this point.
You have a type.
I was going to ask you about games.
Reports of that show's demise were greatly exaggerated because it's still the best. When it's the best, it's still the best.
Right.
It's still the best.
Scoring touchdowns doesn't make you a good person.
Wow. All right.
Just out of the blue.
Sure.
Roy Child, the chef.
I guess.
Huh. Minus one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I agree with Charles.
Point.
For sass.
Look, we've always known that Max Strus is handsome. Mm-hmm. We said, you know, the biggest loss of the Miami Heat with Gabe Vincent and Max Strus was not their talents.
And Caleb
the Martin.
The trio.
It was not their talents. It was that, damn, those guys were good looking.
Can I just say
handsome.
That I greatly disagree with you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
On who? All of them?
On all of them. Yeah, pretty much all of them. Yep.
What? Mm-mm.
I don't think Max Strus is good looking in the slightest, nor do I know.
Don't
hate me, JFig, but I don't
agree
with
you. You've never looked into that man's eyes.
Listen.
No, I have not.
What about Gabe Vincent?
Let me tell you, when we interviewed him a couple years ago, it was hard to look away from the screen.
That's a pretty man.
That's true.
I don't know. No, yeah, Gabe Vincent, less than Max Strus. Like, I guess I could see.
What about Omer Yeshurun?
Oh, he's a good looking fella.
Tobin was in love with him.
He was a good looking fella. The best looking guy in the Heat right now has got to be Pella. Pella's very good looking.
Yeah, he's like very conventionally attractive.
He
could be a model.
Yeah, no, he looks like Swedish model.
Yeah.
He does.
But Omer was.
Well, in his own mind, he would just go to Wynwood and do that on his own volition.
I didn't think he was very attractive.
Wow, Max Scherzer.
I can get you real quick. The next one after Pella has to be Bam Adebayo.
Really?
Yeah, I agree there.
Yeah.
But is that because you just think he's a good guy?
No, I think maybe he's actually like very attractive too. Yeah. But like when you're a good person also and you have a great personality, I think that backs up how you look.
Wow,
so I mean, you wouldn't say it was Bam.
Very ugly on the inside, and I'll forget about the outside.
Hmm. All right.
Ooh.
Don't.
He doesn't play for the Heat.
He doesn't.
But he's a champion.
Different sport. Yeah, who lost his belt.
He got it back.
Hey, can I just tell you that both of you were embarrassing the show?
Menu 630.
We didn't even do
you
anything.
You know who embarrassed the show when Zach Seeler was on?
Oh, he's handsome.
Both of you, okay?
Oh. He's handsome.
Mm-hmm. No, do we have to pull up the picture of Leroy staring at Carlos?
I got
Zach Seeler is sneaky handsome.
I was paying attention.
Uh-huh. Look at those eyes.
Wow.
Look at the curvature of your hands.
Wow.
Zach Seeler was very handsome, but
very handsome, sneaky handsome,
burly.
People don't give the burly guys enough love.
He would make a killing at Roundup.
Dreamy eyes.
he would make a killing at Roundup.
You guys really like eyes.
Oh yeah, big eyes.
No, but like his eyes were on. Like we were all very surprised when we saw that happen.
Yeah, no,
yeah. He was. He's not somebody that I would think like. Mm.
Really,
Bam Adebayo. Yeah.
HR line one.
Very handsome.
Dude, yeah, he is handsome. Agree. He is handsome.
I think he's handsome.
We're on speed dial.
He was in Vanity Fair with Asia.
Yes, I saw.
Or GQ or something like that.
We're on speed dial with HR at this point.
We're not even saying. We're just talking
we're not
about
saying anything,
about
okay?
each. Like
we're
that, HR is like for
obvious.
Each other. Yeah. No. Jesus Christ. Are you having enough?
Oh my God, that was so high pitched. I thought it was next to me for
enough. Enough.
That's a pretty man.
Take a break. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube. Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. And if you guys want to get on the show, you guys can get on the chat. You guys can call 305-567-0560. Open phones here for you. If you guys have anything that you want to get in on, whether it be the Dolphins, the Heat, the Marlins. You know, anybody's got Marlins takes out there? Owen Casey, he's back. Needed it, dude. Marlins will be playing today, 140. That'll be on the AM dial. If you guys want to hear Jack McMullen on the call. Who's doing the game? Is Rod Allen still in the game with him?
Not yesterday.
It was Kelly Sacco, right?
Yeah.
Kelly Sacco. She does a great job.
Yeah, she does.
Kelly's one of the best in town that we got between all the versatility she does, the interview she does. So great team there. Great tandem. Steven Strom will get you going with Marlins on deck. And check that out. Last night, the Pinks, they beat FC Cincinnati 5-3. Messi looked like he had a hat trick, but it was ruled an own goal. He's still responsible for 3 goals yesterday, but... good job by the Pinks going and outscoring FC Cincinnati, who can, you know, go straight to hell. That's a bit strong. I apologize. Frog Boy's going to join us tomorrow. He's going to review the Drake album. So the Drake album has had leaks.
He's going to review it?
Yeah, he's going to review it. I mean, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say it's the greatest thing since sliced bread because he loves Drake. and he feels like, finally Drake is going to get his comeback. Oh. I think Drake's gotten his flowers.
Yeah, but
he needs to bounce back. I need some old Drake.
Do you think you're gonna get old Drake, or do you think he's just gonna be whining about the Kendrick Lamar thing too soon?
Probably. I know I'm not gonna get old Drake, and so it's disappointing already.
Yeah, sorry,
but I heard he has a song maybe with Morgan Wallen.
Really?
That's the rumors. I don't know
what that sounds like.
Intangibles.
He's trying to pull off a Post Malone.
That is a Post Malone. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna move to country.
No, he's just trying to.
He's trying to
win the crowd.
Win the crowd over.
Mm. Wow. Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's any coming back. You know, he's gonna take. I've seen some tweets that he's taking shots at LeBron. you know, no surprise there, you know, because LeBron like the not like us. So we'll see. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard for Drake to go at LeBron. Like, he tried to get into LeBron's locker room when they won the championship and he got denied. So I don't know if there's going to be anything going on there.
Maybe. I hope so.
SDI says, Post Malone, worst Tortuga act of all time.
I wonder why. I wasn't able to
Were
go.
Were you guys there for that one?
I wasn't able to go see that one.
No, but I saw him live at Hard Rock last year.
Stunk?
It was really
bad. I told you guys. He's not good.
It was not good.
I've been on this for a while.
He's an excellent collaborator.
He's a remora fish.
It was just like very, like his act was very, what's what I'm looking for? Like just like extra. Like it was just a little too much.
He sounds like a billy goat.
What was too much though? Like his.
I don't know. Like he was very sporadic and just like there was no flow.
Yeah, because he sounds like a billy goat when he sings. Right,
and like I actually like his music, especially like his old music, because like I was a teenager when he was really big.
I mean, I like his
like
music
with White Iverson, Congratulations and stuff.
Yeah,
he's been in like 17 different genres.
Yeah, and but the thing is, when he gets to the genres, he's like, oh, what do I do? I'm gonna go to country. I'll be with songs with Morgan Wallen, Shaboozy, and Jelly Roll. It's like, oh wow, you really did the heavy lifting there.
Luke Combs too.
Luke Combs and Blake Shelton. Like, ah.
So
why did that become a hit?
I almost had the most embarrassing moment in the history of embarrassing moments.
What happened?
And I missed it.
So I was trying to hurry back. I had the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my flip-flops.
You're in flip-flops?
And I...
Got those toes covered.
I usually don't do them... I usually don't have them on very tight. They're just loose. And I was trying to, you know, pick up the pace.
Mm-hmm.
My feet were over the edge of the flip-flops, and a toe snagged on the carpet.
Where'd the coffee go?
Oh, no, I...
Oh, wow, kept it in bounds?
Yeah.
Wow.
You never dropped a drink.
Never dropped a drink. And then I caught myself on the couch over there. Mm-hmm. But I was going down.
Wow.
Looked around.
Man, still got it.
Nobody saw you?
No, only one person that I didn't care saw me is Miho? Old Giggles over there. You.
I didn't see you.
How? Yeah. I know, but I'm saying, if you would have saw me, the laughter would have been just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camera out.
SDI says that
wow.
All this.
Day South. Come on.
He called you Toast Malone. SDI says that all his songs had some help, but when he's on stage, he's solo, and that's why he stinks live.
Right, because a lot of people do that. Like, who was it that did the concert for, the opening concert for, was it the Super Bowl or the All-Star Game or something, that they're normally like a DJ? And most of their songs are collaborations, so when they did it, who's the group from Vegas?
The group from Vegas.
Yeah.
The Imagine Dragons?
I think Imagine Dragons did.
Don't mess with Imagine Dragons.
No, but
they're
I'm
very
saying,
good live.
But I'm saying when they did the show, like before, I think it was either Super Bowl or NBA something or something.
I don't like Imagine Dragons.
That they couldn't, a lot of their stuff is collaborations. So it's weird when they're doing it by themselves with the collaborator just not there.
Crazy, man. Well, anyway, I don't even know how we got to Post Malone, but
Drake.
Oh yeah, Drake. So Drake is going. Yeah, so Drake is going.
Tobin is roast Malone.
He was waiting for that.
Oh no!
Hey, fair play to him.
Somebody, Nick T said, "Black Toe Down," starring Owen Wilson.
So yeah, LeBron. LeBron's gonna deal with his Drake shots. No surprise. Did you see this Jeannie Buss laughing at him? Laughing at LeBron.
Why?
Why is she laughing at him?
Somebody asked him about he was asked, "Oh, will LeBron get a statue?" And she was like, she giggled at the reporter, and then she goes, "Well, you know, he's still playing. If he's gonna get the statue with the Lakers," and so she's like, she's Giggles McGee over there about the idea that LeBron, and so LeBron's now on this tour that you can see he's got Dave McMenamin working overtime about how disrespected he's been by the Lakers. Because he's going to leave the Lakers. And
things change.
Hmm?
Things change.
No, he's leaving the Lakers. It's a mile away.
That was more than just a giggle.
She like, yeah, she was belly laughing.
All I see is teeth.
I haven't seen her laugh that much since LeBron sat between her and said Happy International Women's Day. Like, that's the last time I've seen her giggle like that. She was so it seems like they're headed towards a divorce, and he's gonna go move on to somewhere else. Where that is, I don't know. Whether that be Cleveland, Golden State, Miami, who knows? The odds are out on why are you laughing at that? Scoffing at
now
that?
No, I'm laughing like her.
Yep.
Because for anything, you'll just throw in Miami. Yep. Like if we didn't hear that.
I just think it's, I mean, it's not the question. Not the question. If he's going to go beat old LeBron, don't you want to do it with a coach that you know? Coach he respects? Got a teammate he respects? I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't think it's crazy. Hard Rock had some action on it. I love that they're doing this. I need the Hard Rock to give me some free agency action.
Be careful there. You're looking a little crazy with the eyes.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't let me bet on whales before. That's fun. Giannis right
now. You know why they're including it now? Because the Kashi or whatever it is.
Yes. Yeah, you so got to. You got to have more action. Because Kalshi lets you do whatever Kalshi. You want.
There it is.
Which is, you know, fun. So Giannis's next team, it's Milwaukee Bucks is the favorite. / retirement / doesn't play in the NBA. I don't know why that's their favorite too. The Heat, then after that, plus 375. Boston is plus 450. The Mavericks plus 800.
He can't go to Boston.
Do tell. Why?
Boston has been your arch nemesis for 20 years of your career.
Are they?
When he was in Cleveland.
I'm talking about Miami. I said Giannis. I'm talking about Giannis.
Oh, you're talking Giannis. Yeah, I thought you were talking about LeBron.
I'm going to get to LeBron odds here in a second.
Giannis, Giannis doesn't have that same.
Yeah, I would say, if anything, I mean, probably just Jimmy Butler is his number one East rival.
So my other question is this, if you're Giannis, can you go to a team and be second fiddle?
I don't think he wants to be. And it's not even because I don't think it's second fiddle. I think it's like you're Giannis. Like, I don't think you want to go to Jason Tatum's team. I do think that's one of the things that does check. Like, if he
that's
has a preferred
probably
destination.
That's what bothers Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
Jaylen Brown's doing some weird stuff on
all
the media right now.
All that I've done for this franchise, and I'm still afterthought?
So here's LeBron's. LeBron on the Hard Rock app. Lakers are the favorite, plus 160. Cleveland plus 275, then retire plus 325, Golden State plus 650, San Antonio plus 1100, the Knicks plus 1750, Clippers plus 2000, the Blazers plus 3000, and then the Miami Heat plus 5000 with a bunch of other teams falling behind. So you're telling me that that Hard Rock is putting the Miami Heat behind the Portland Trail Blazers?
That's so odd.
That's
to get Giannis?
Odd. No, to get LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we can agree, like, if he's going somewhere, it's more likely he go to Miami than Portland.
Yeah. Right.
I'm betting on it.
So, I don't know how true this is. Fins Up said Kalshi has lost 100 plus million on parlays this year.
Really?
Here's why that's a tough thing. When you bet in Vegas, right, the betting evens itself out. And in a perfect world, the bets wash each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And Vegas just gets the vig.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So that's in a perfect world. You have even bets on both sides. With Kalshi, there's no other side. So you could literally have a bet where 7 million people bet one way.
Hmm.
There's no opposite
there's no cap.
Action.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Not if you're Kalshi.
For now. But Kalshi's new to the streets. So,
nope,
like,
dude,
I'm telling
you. Just the way that it's done.
How many think people, they have Giannis investing in them? They have like $100 million on parlays. Think about how many people are going to pour money into Kalshi.
You can pour as much money as you want.
No, but hear me
out. It doesn't change how you do it.
Here's the thing,
if you don't have bets on both sides, you can't win.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're Kalshi, right now what the thing is the buzz on it, because people still don't even really get it, that you can bet on things, bet on markets, all these types of things. So you say, oh, you're better to win on Kalshi. You just hear that headline. You're more likely to win parlays on Kalshi. People aren't going to even think about it. I'm going to bet with that instead of FanDuel, instead of DraftKings, instead of Hard Rock.
Right.
So you'll have more people in pouring money into it and come towards it. Will it work out? I don't know, but I don't think they're in trouble yet.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying, like.
Texter said, 561 says, do you guys want LeBron to go to the Knicks like Hawk and Crowder? They said it's perfect for the NBA. No, obviously I don't want LeBron to go to the Knicks. Why would I want good things for the Knicks? The Knicks can go to hell. I also think that's a little bit weird. Like, I get that that's always been a flirtation, but hasn't enough damage been done of LeBron going to the Knicks over the years that now's the time he wants to go to the Knicks? I think Cleveland makes sense because obviously that's home. Golden State because he teams up with Steph, but even that is kind of weird because they were rivals at one point. CLA Clippers because he just wants to stay there. If they move off Kawhi, that kind of makes a little bit of sense too. And Steve Ballmer will love him. You know, Steve Ballmer's a kook. But I don't think if you told me, would I be like jaw on the floor? He ended up on the Miami Heat. If LeBron hit free agency and he was available, and the Miami Heat, who have no number one option right now, and he wants to be the number one option, he made that very clear after the season where he's like, I don't like being. He's like, being the third option, not for me. Didn't love it. Didn't seem to love it. And you have a
play. At 42?
I understand. But you're LeBron.
Yeah.
You're LeBron, dude. If you were,
if you want
to enjoy your last season, right?
You wanna go out like Kobe and Jordan did, chucking up shots?
Yeah, dude.
So you can't come down here.
Why not?
You ain't gonna let him just chuck up shots.
They let him do whatever he wants. They are. Who's taking shots away from LeBron James on this team? Who?
Yeah. It'd be even more hilarious that it'd be full circle that he ends up playing with Wiggins anyway.
That would be funny. I think that Wiggins is not going to take shots. Wiggins is a perfect guy to play with LeBron.
I think that LeBron would enjoy playing next to Wiggins because of his defense.
If you were on this team and you had a big and Kalel to throw lobs to, you have a non high volume point guard in Davion Mitchell, Wiggins, all these guys are going to cover your defense because you're old as hell. I honestly don't think it's. Does it make the Heat a contender? I don't know. It's the East. They were just third in the East. They had Luka. Third in the West, excuse me, with Luka. But I don't think it's that crazy an idea and that bad a basketball situation if he wanted to come to a place. If the Cleveland thing didn't work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland. Let's say Cleveland's like, you know, we kind of have, you know, let's say they extend Harden or something crazy like that, or Donovan Mitchell sticks around and they really just don't have it. Yeah, I don't think this is that crazy. You have a coach, you know, and it is a full circle. Like, it's not the full circle one everybody remembers in Cleveland, but, like, let's be honest. He's already had his full circle Cleveland moment.
Okay. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
So.
Why would he go back there?
Yeah, I just.
That seems.
Do I think it's the favorite? No. But do I think it's worse odds than Portland? That seems ridiculous. I think there's a lot of good qualities
here. I can't see him
here.
Going to Portland. That's Jordan going to Washington. Right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was just out of the blue.
Who was Portland? No, that's super strange.
Right.
I mean, you get to play with Dame. I guess that's kind of cool, but.
I mean, right now, Dame can't even play with Dame.
I think he'll be ready. He'll be ready. I don't know, so
you're making a lot of assumptions on an old man with an Achilles.
Well, the third point contest on a torn Achilles.
Huh?
Beat science.
He was standing in a square.
Still impressive. You'd admit. Chase says, hell yeah, I'd take LeBron back. LeBron's either going to Cleveland, New York, or Miami, Fins Up says. Croquetta King says, F it, let's get LeBron and Giannis.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be fun.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it fits basketball-wise.
It doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit, but who cares?
You have to have number shooters.
Names, dude. Names. Yes. Names. Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody's like, oh, New York. And I get it, but first of all, New York already has paid everybody on their team. So you know, they're going to have to trade somebody for LeBron. It's a little bit weird. I honestly think that this is a – I honestly don't think it's that crazy to think that he would come back to the Miami Heat. I think there's a lot of things basketball-wise that make sense for that here, especially the idea that he would get to be the number one option if that's what he wants. Even if he went to Cleveland, that's Donovan Mitchell's team. That's Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, you're kind of the third option again. Now, will Evan Mobley do that? But, you know, I don't know. Dude, here, that's not going to happen.
That wouldn't be a bad fit either, if you think about it.
It wouldn't be the bad fit, but would he like that, to be going to somebody? Right. Like, 'cause if he, the fact that he mentions that after the season, oh, I had to do something I've never done in my career. Usually, you know who else mentioned that? My favorite season ever was getting bounced in the first round. Guys like to have shots. We think winning makes them happy.
But my thing is that is he just from that? Is he just built like I'm going out like I came in? Right?
Yeah.
Like
He's LeBron. Like you're gonna. I like this other thing that people are doing is like, oh, he's gonna play for the minimum. Let me tell you something
right now.
What
about Golden State?
Golden State, I could see. I could see Golden State. But
Listen, you know I love me some LeBron. I would root against him.
Because of Jimmy?
Yeah.
What if he's would they have to trade Jimmy for him? How would they? See, I don't know if LeBron's taking the minimum. People keep saying that, and I'm like, he is? It's not the LeBron I know.
LeBron did a solid when he was down here in Miami. After that?
When he was no rings.
Right. After that,
and the reward was you get to play with your best friend, who's one of the best players on the planet,
right?
And you get Chris Bosh,
right?
Like, yeah, like Windhorst was talking about this today. He goes, well, if you're going to tell LeBron to take a discount, better be a damn good reason. So, like, is that I would play with Giannis in Miami? Maybe.
Yeah, but you can't pull that same thing you pulled with D Wade. They had a different kind of bond,
of course,
and they all did it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, I don't. At this point, you've done everything in your career,
and Giannis is already Giannis is gonna come in making 60-70.
Oh yeah,
right.
And he's gonna need an extension. So my question with LeBron would be, what makes you like? Does he want to still win? Obviously, everybody wants to win, but I'm saying like, do you want to be bona fide? You're a contender because that's what Giannis is gonna want,
right?
But or do you want to be comfortable and happy in your last 1 or 2 years of basketball? I think at that age, like, that's got to be a thing. Go ahead, Brittany.
No, I don't think so. I think he wants to win. I think he wants to be on a contender, and I think he wants to be the number one option doing it.
Well, those two things.
I don't know if that can happen.
Yeah, that can't happen.
I don't disagree with you.
You'd have to be in the East if that's the case.
Well, I think that's my point, is that he has to come to the East.
And the other thing is that.
Because even if he goes to the Knicks, right? Jalen Brunson's team.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell's team.
There's also an element too, you know, there's kind of this whole, is he a real Laker kind of thing? Like, oh, you know, the Hawk and Crowder were talking about, oh, the Mount Rushmore Lakers, and I don't think he is.
No.
And so if you go to the Knicks, it's like, oh, do they truly embrace him as a New York Knick? Like, look, you can say what you want, how things ended here. I was certainly Pope Petty when he left.
Mm-hmm.
But
Pope Petty.
People are going to love him if he comes here.
Well, I was just about to say that. I think
maybe
when you really sit down and look at it, Cleveland would be the full circle moment of it all. You know, maybe he wouldn't mind as much playing second fiddle to someone like Donovan Mitchell, because I still think that, like, he's not as bona fide of a star as Luka is. But if he comes here, like, this is his team.
Yeah.
Like, it is. Even if Bam Adebayo is the captain, we can all say what we want, but it would become his team again.
Yeah, but here, LeBron having his team ain't good enough to win. You look at it like you look around the league and look at guys that have 1, 2, maybe 3 guys that could get you 20 or 30 on any given night.
Well, he can still do that, but I think
he can do that. Can do that.
For the pieces you have here, though, I think it harbors, like, if you kept Pella, Davion, Wiggins, Bam, Colette, like, you're fortifying around this old man, like, hey, we're going to handle the defense, you go get the scoring. That's probably what you would need. I'm not saying you're probably right. It's probably not good enough. But if you were going to set up an ideal scenario like that, now Cleveland's got some of that too, because they got Mobley and they got Allen.
That fits there is that you could throw LeBron on the floor and surround him with a big and 3 shooters.
Mm-hmm.
and three really good shooters,
right,
which is what he's had success with in the past.
Yeah, but you don't have like a Luke Kennard necessarily here or anybody like that, but you like Kalel's shown himself. He can shoot. Wiggins had his best shooting career of his career. Pelly can't shoot. Davion was capable, but right. I think there's arguments. It could be talked into. And Rich Paul, very chummy about Pat Riley this year.
Something's fishy.
But also, it's like you have to look at now what Cleveland and the Knicks are going to do the rest of the season. It's like,
right.
It's
true.
Like,
what if one of those guys end up with KD?
Exactly. Like, you never know. Mm-hmm. Like, if Cleveland loses this series against the Pistons, right, which I don't think is going to happen. I think we're going to see Cleveland and the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you mess up something that you were so close to getting and you try to run it back, or are you going to throw in LeBron? That might not work.
He's
an aging star. Like, you have to think about that too.
It probably depends on how bad they get their heads caved in by the West.
Exactly.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines this hour. Those are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Marlins, they're right back at it this afternoon. They will be underway in about an hour and 40 minutes as they will wrap up their series with the Minnesota Twins. They win yesterday 9-5. Owen Casey went deep for Miami, his third home run of the season. Max Meyer, up and down, 4 runs on 7 hits. He did strike out 9 in his 5 and 2/3 innings. So, got a nice ovation, the Minnesota kid.
Yep, that was cool.
That was cool.
That's cool. That's always cool.
And then Liam Hicks continues to just drive in runs like crazy. He had 3 RBIs and leads Major League Baseball right now with 38.
That's crazy.
Series will conclude this afternoon. Braxton Garrett is making his season debut. He's back. He is back.
I wonder, is he on like a 12-pitch count?
I don't know.
Because you know question. How they do stuff.
It's a good question. It's a good question. He's been pitching pretty regularly, though, for the Jumbo Shrimp. So I think he should be tuned up and ready to go.
Oh, we got a little golf on TV.
Yeah.
Normally the PGA Championship is on USA.
Oh. What is this? Is it ESPN?
Yeah, it's ESPN. I don't know if it changed because you know friends. How they buy the rights.
Who broadcasts for ESPN? Scott Van Pelt? Does he do?
Scott Van Pelt. For the Masters, they rolled out, what's his name for the par 3?
Who?
The brother of Tay-Tay's husband.
Oh, yeah, Kelsey.
Kelsey. They're rolling out Kelsey.
He weasels his way into everything.
I like him.
I mean, he's very likable. I mean,
he's very, like, that's the craziest thing. Like, a lot of people get annoyed at Travis. For whatever reason, I don't know why.
You want to know why?
But,
oh, wow.
Wow!
It's a Taylor Swift.
Why don't you tell us, Dora?
Why do I hate Travis? Why do you got to do me like that?
No backpack.
Because everybody just started getting annoyed with Jason Kelsey. I wonder why.
No, nobody's annoyed with Jason Kelsey.
No, people are annoyed.
They used to be very likable people. And people now, are instantly, very annoyed. That's it.
You think that they're annoyed because of Tay-Tay?
1,000%.
And also when he was yelling into the ear of, I can't even remember his coach.
Oh, the coach, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid, correct, yeah. So that, you know what? I think that's kind of like the downfall.
Can I just tell you? That's normal. Please don't take something and, like, that's normal.
Well, everyone went ahead and just ran with it.
I think the thing is like, I don't think it has anything to do with Tay-Tay, to be honest with you. I think people who are annoyed with Jason Kelsey, it's because it's like you're intangible with a beard. Like you seem to get all the gigs. You know, same thing I have with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And the thing is, like, look, Jason Kelsey's a much better player. Ryan Fitzpatrick was a bum his entire career. So at least Jason Kelsey's going to the Hall of Fame. Like he was one of the great centers of all time.
Yes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick did not deserve those. The only reason that he got those gigs is because he has a funny beard and wears Hawaiian shirts. Other than that, what does he offer? Nothing other than tears and excuses. So It's not like he's, you know, it's a lot like podcast boy getting the Lakers job, right?
He's literally going after every person.
And it's nothing against
no,
it's nothing,
he,
no, no, no. It's not
every per, he's like going down the list of everybody that Brittany likes, not true. And he's just boom.
No, no,
boom.
It's
boom.
It, no, but this is like
the thing with podcast boy. He was fine as podcasting. I wouldn't disagree with you, Brittany. He did a fine podcast, but does that mean that you should be a head coach because you're a podcaster? No, it's nothing against JJ Redick. It was just enough of J.J. Redick. And now we can't get enough J.J. Redick because he's everywhere. And they're trying to say, oh, he's the next Pat Riley. Well, I would disagree.
Drink some water. Your face is
red. I know. You're, like, very angry. Do you have any thoughts on Lewis Hamilton just to, like, shove the knife
no,
deeper
happy
into
that
my
and,
heart?
Wait, I'm happy that him and Kim K are happy.
Take a breath.
What?
Yikes. You went on for, like, 15 minutes without breathing. You got all red.
J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick.
Like old podcast boy.
Also, we saw Brooks Koepka up there. I don't care for him either.
I don't like him either. So
you don't like why do you like Brooks Koepka?
Yeah, because he was rude
he's
to
rude
Aaron
to
Eckblatt.
Or is it because he went
boy.
To Florida State?
No, it was because he.
So
I don't,
many reasons.
It's because he Let's was see. Rude to Aaron Eckblatt.
Huh.
You Brooks Koepka,
Aldrich Potgieter.
I want to go to one of his tournaments with a parking cone. How about that?
Wow. Three under. That's all that's leading. All right.
Can't stop my button. Sorry, Brittany.
It's okay. I turned it down.
It got malfunctioned with Aaron Eckblatt just telling Brooks Koepka to go bleep himself.
It's malfunctioning because you were just going crazy.
It's on the same beat as you.
Yeah, so look, I will say at least Jason Kelce is much more accomplished, but I think that's what it is. It's like, what does he have to do with golf? Why is Jason right. Kelce here? You know?
Jason's playing this week.
Dubner? Yeah, he won this thing, didn't he?
Yeah, so he gets to play forever.
That's cool.
I called him last week. I said, have you at least touched a club?
Yeah. He's like he's in his John Daly phase, dude. Leave him alone.
No, till next year. Next year he's going to be on the senior tour.
Wow, really? Yeah. It's gone that fast already, huh? So yeah. What we got? McIlroy is plus right now?
Plus one.
And who the hell is?
Potgieter.
Who the hell is that?
He's South African. He's really young.
Oh, okay.
But he's been pretty good. He's I think he's won on tour. Mm.
Crazy. Leroy, get another window plex update, huh?
Yeah.
Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Looking down the street, I can see a little wind and where I'm ordering food. Winds are still coming out of the west. Like Tobin said earlier, between 10 and 15 miles an hour gusting.
Easy breezy.
A lot more windier than it was the last couple of days. Nothing was moving the last couple of days. It is 85, 90 now. It's a heater. Look for a couple of showers later on in the day. Always expect them. Just be careful out there because for some reason when it rains in South Florida, people all of a sudden can't drive, and it's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your tires are built to go through a little rain, people.
Some are not.
Don't turn your hazards on. The only people it affects, the road should be, like, empty when it rains because of all the people with the flatbeds with all that crap on the back of their truck. They have to go under the overpass.
Just saying.
Dade South points out correctly. I haven't mentioned this yet, but Robbie Snelling got hurt. Yeah, that sucks. After his first start, he got hurt. He apparently has a UCL sprain. That's never good.
You know what that means. Tommy John,
Tommy
here we
John,
come.
Here we go. He's going to go see Dr. James Andrews.
Yeah.
Dr. James Andrews still doing the thing? Does he have a protege yet? Or that's
always... Yeah, I had mine done by the first famous orthopedic.
Really?
Stedman.
Oh.
I had my knee done. You got to go to Vail. Can I just tell you? Might be the most terrifying flight I have ever been on.
Really?
So you fly into Denver, and then you connect to like a little puddle jumper or a regional plane, and you're flying along, right? And you look down on the ground, and you can see like a little town. And you go, oh, that's cute. And you come over the mountains, and they go, no, that's where we're landing. And then you do the demon drop to get down to the airport. It was so terrifying. That after I had surgery, I took the shuttle from Vail to Denver.
Damn.
Yes, that's how terrified I was. Like, look, I was putting on, you know how when you drive and your friend or whoever you're driving with, you have questions about their driving ability and you're over on the passenger seat hitting the brake? That's what I was doing on the plane. So, yeah.
The Edmonton Oilers.
Fired your boy.
They fired Chris Knobloch.
You think they're doing that to make good to
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well that's going to go over, you know, because he had kind of a weird run because he, you know, they were so bad when he took over.
And that's then, weird. Like I don't like so you ever notice like coaches and sometimes GMs, they get credit for turning the franchise around and then almost criticized for not winning it. And that's kind of where it is. They were terrible when he came in. They turned it around. They're competitive every year, but now he's not. He hasn't won a championship. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah, and the thing is, he just signed an extension. He has 3 years left, and that hasn't even kicked in yet.
That
just like,
never matters. Never matters with coaching.
Crazy, man. So he got fired. Berube got fired. I mean, listen, hockey fires coaches, you know?
Yeah. Hockey and baseball.
You can't fire Paul Maurice because he's going to go retire.
Baseball.
Yeah, yeah, baseball will do that. But, like, if Bill Zito ever thought of firing Paul Maurice, he's like, all right, well, how about I retire and I just go fishing?
Right.
Because that's what I was going to do before I took over the Panthers.
Right.
So, you know, he's going to go.
That conversation would be one of the most mellow conversations ever.
Yeah.
Paul, look, I know what you're going to say. Don't worry about it. Buy me a nice fishing pole, maybe a boat, and I'm going to retire.
And a cap, another cap.
Yeah. Another cap.
Somebody, a friend for Poppy and Penny.
Yeah.
I miss them.
I think.
Not the cats, Paul Maurice.
If, I miss if all, there's I miss one.
Our cats.
On his shirt.
No, if, I don't miss Paul Maurice's cats. That's weird. Let me just take that back. Paul Maurice, I don't miss your cats. Yeah, you do. I miss your cats as in. Your team.
You miss seeing the cats on his shirt.
Exactly.
When they win a Stanley Cup final.
Right. I don't have any need to see Poppy and Penny other than on your shirt. So I want to be clear here.
Whoa.
Your personal domestic cats, I don't want to see those. Those are your cats. I don't have any interest. But your cats, the team you coach, I miss them very much.
Why don't you just say the Panthers all. And separate the two?
You made it weird.
No. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with my buttons.
No, you're not.
I'm having trouble with my buttons.
No, you're not.
I didn't mean that.
I knew when we moved into this studio that this was a bad idea.
Why? What do you mean?
And everybody said, no, it'll be good. No, you can't have power.
For making it weird.
So, again, I just want to be clear here.
Yeah?
Paul Maurice's cats are his cats. I have no interest in hanging out with those cats.
I really hope his cats don't show up somehow.
Poppy and Penny are his business. But his other cats, Barky and Marshy and Chucky and Loosty
and Lundy
and all the E's. Mm-hmm. Bobby. Don't you lose Bobby. Count on you, Paul. All right. I know how these GMs work, Paul. I know that Zito's going to come in here and goes, guess who I just got off the phone with? And he goes, who? He goes, Winnipeg. He goes, oh? Because I know you had Hellebuck as a young buck, okay? And he goes, I can get Hellebuck. He goes, oh, but what about Bob? You think about that, Paul. You think about that when you look at those rings at night. All right. Good talk. I can't lose him.
That's what I say to Rebecca.
What?
Good talk. Good talk.
I hate when people say that.
Why?
My daughter got so mad at me this morning.
I do it with her, and we've always done it because we don't.
I always get it if I don't answer like a message back or something.
Oh, so you get?
They're like, oh, good talk. Sir, you couldn't wait a couple more minutes, or
it comes from a different place, though.
Yeah.
No, right. Right.
And my daughter got really annoyed at me this morning.
Why am I not shocked?
I was doing bits, and she didn't like it.
Are we shocked? So she's Leroy.
You're doing breakfast bits?
She goes, can you just for once stop it?
And so
I was like, all right, you know what?
One more.
Well, no. What I did was, so my daughter loves Cali coffee, right? Uh-huh. Loves it.
Oh, me too. I used to be, I had a run.
Loves Cali coffee, right?
Did she get ice?
Well, I drop her off. Right? She's like, oh, you know, any Cali cousins? No, we're going to go tomorrow for her birthday. But I left because I'm such a rat bastard. What I did was I dropped her off. All right, see you, honey. Get to a red light. I say, hey, I'm really sorry for the bits and bothering you today. And she but as I'm doing this, I'm pulling into Cali Coffee.
No.
You're awful.
I mean, not Tobin.
You're awful. No. You did not send her a picture of Cali Coffee.
I was very thirsty. So I was like, yeah, I go to Starbucks. Yeah, why don't I go to Cali Coffee? And so I drive into Cali Coffee, and I'm like.
You're awful.
This is such a Tobin story.
So terrible.
I take a picture of myself with my little cup with Cali Coffee in the background. Selfie. And so I say, hey, I'm really sorry about that. Let me get the text exactly.
Your kids are going to curse at an early age.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. She said, sorry for messing with you this morning. And then she goes, it's okay. Thank you for apologizing. I was like, oh, that's adorable.
I feel bad for her.
I send her, I just needed something to drink to feel better.
Is that a little pick-me-up drink?
Yeah, a little pick-me-up, a little energy drink.
Yeah.
Let me
see the face that you put on with that.
Did she call you a rat bastard?
As he's sipping the drink.
Terrible.
You see the little eyebrow go up?
Minus one.
She goes, genuinely, I hate you. What Cali Coffee does is they always write a message.
Showed her the message?
No.
My message today, I could not make this up. My message to it today was, slay all day.
Are you joking?
So then I text her the picture and I say, the picture, slay all day.
Oh, my goodness.
You owe her one when
she
you pick
her up. She is absolutely.
You owe her one upon arrival.
She says, I low-key thought you were being nice. I thought you were being mature because you actually made me mad, but you're just a child.
Wait, how old is your daughter?
She turns 14 tomorrow.
Yes. So a 14-year-old calling you a child. Oh, no. I get that all the time.
And then I text her. She goes, very immature.
Mature.
To which I just responded, that's why it's a great prank.
Oh, my God.
She's not going to speak to you when she gets home today.
You're going
to
get so much side eye. So much glares.
Take her some Cali Coffee when you pick her up.
I will.
Have to. That's so much. Make sure it says slay all day.
Wow. Anyway.
Why are you so
He's crying.
Evil. He's evil.
I think Leroy and
are you cracking up on the
your daughter need
here?
To have a conversation.
I had such a smile when I thought of this prank when I left her.
So, wait a minute. It wasn't even spur of the moment. It was a planned
It was as soon as I was like, all right, see ya. She goes, yeah, see ya. Because she was already annoyed with me for the bits.
So, she didn't want to go to Cali Coffee?
No, it wasn't an option.
She asked.
I just dropped her off. I just dropped her off at school because I was going to go to work. And I was like, man, you know, it'd be funny because she wasn't in a good mood. I said, it'd be really funny if I went to Cali Coffee without her and then took a picture.
That's terrible.
You know, so why didn't you take her?
I don't know.
No problem here.
That's the whole point.
Because I was going to take her tomorrow for her birthday.
Wow.
You were trying to make it extra special.
He's
now with
par.
The slight of an apology.
Even with a two-shot penalty.
I did apologize.
That wasn't genuine.
No,
after
that's then, right before you hit him with
right
the
before you
hammer.
Hit, yeah,
you really did.
Like you tripled down.
Woo, man,
great prank.
20 toes down.
Then he go.
Hmm?
He was. Remember, he was.
Ben Brodsky.
He was plus two because he was late. Look.
Oh, that's the guy who was late.
Yeah. And he's even par right now.
Man,
look
bun.
At him the way he's just strolling in like that.
Wow.
He was bigger.
He looks like somebody who'd be late.
He was bigger.
Didn't even brush his hair.
All right, take a break. We're back after this.